Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Jolicoe, J-O-L-I-C-O-E-U-R. Her address is 3274 Cedar Lane, Lake Elmore, California, 96137-9739, 530-258-9193. Parenthesis cell in parenthesis 530-596-4250-home. Their insurance is Medicare. / Humana. Pharmacy is CenterWell Pharmacy. / Mail order, Lassen Drug Company, Chester, California, 530-258-2261. It is addressed to Below that, it should say previously Dr. Stephen J. Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N. D-N-P-A-P-R-N, Lake Almanor Clinic, 199 Reynolds Road, Chester, California, 96020, 530-258-2826. The clinical reported clinical indication, history of paresthesias with tingling, burning, and numbness in the right fingers, the right hand fingers, with radiation to the shoulder and neck. and inferiorly down the lateral side of the body. New paragraph, these features are part of a tingling, burning, and numb sensation. This occurred following a fall in August 2022, landing on the right side. New paragraph, currently followed and treated for epilepsy, long-standing, remote history without status epilepticus regimen, including Keppra 750 milligrams, 1 BID. Simvastatin 80 milligrams daily. Being followed currently at 6-month intervals with stability on current treatment regimen. New paragraph, previous diagnosis of transient vertigo. Other medications, Celexa 40 milligrams, simvastatin 80 milligrams. previous medications, Trileptal, low-dose simvastatin, bisoprolol, hydrochlorothiazide, and Celexa. Past medical history, previous history of loss of consciousness and leg fracture. 2012. Previous history of increasing depression with clinical treatment under the care of Dr. Walls, Walls, MD. New paragraph. Comprehensive laboratory studies accomplished on September 7, 2023 showed a slight elevation of the random glucose, slight reduction of the total white cell count with otherwise normative values. New paragraph. Autoimmune epilepsy evaluation panel was completed and was normal. New paragraph. Cardiovascular evaluation showed dyslipidemia with elevated triglycerides, LDL cholesterol, non-HDL cholesterol, apolipoprotein B, and an elevated hemoglobin A1C of 5.8. Paragraph, ambulatory static electroencephalogram, Orville Hospital, Dr. John Schmidt, September 26, 2023, was normal. Subparagraph, she gives a clinical history of nocturnal epilepsy. New paragraph, brain MR imaging for evaluation of seizure disorder. Ordered at Halo Imaging in Chico, remains pending. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Ware and professional colleagues, Janice Jelliker was seen for neurological continued and continuity of care with her history of partial seizures and seizure disorder with additional history of break to nocturnal epilepsy and dyssomnia with nocturnal behaviors. New paragraph, her basic EEG was normal. New paragraph, her laboratory studies are within normal limits, but she demonstrates dyslipidemia and an elevated hemoglobin A1C for which she's known to be pre-diabetic. And at this point, most likely requires therapeutic intervention and treatment for risk factor reduction. New paragraph. She remains stable under current anticonvulsant treatment regimen, which should be continued. New paragraph. Her neurological examination remains within normal limits. New paragraph. In consideration for ongoing care, her anticonvulsant regimen will be continued at its current values. New paragraph. We are ordering an ambulatory EEG to exclude evidence for recurrent, partial, or nocturnal epilepsy, for which adjustment of her regimen might be indicated. New paragraph. In consideration of her history of dyssomnia, with nocturnal motor activity and arousals, we will review the ambulatory EEG, considering referral for diagnostic polysomnography in-lab study for seizure disorder. New paragraph. We had an extended discussion today regarding her history, clinical symptoms and findings, and stability. New paragraph. I believe it's important to exclude nocturnal epilepsy that would be a substantial risk to her, and to control any symptoms of dyssomnia that would lower her seizure threshold. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns.